Good evening. To open our meeting tonight, Chardell, will you please read the first hymn?
Hymn number 11. Angels at the Savior's birth woke with music all the earth. Shepherds in the eastern sky saw a pale star passing by, guiding them at break of day where the babe in meekness lay. Born the gracious news to tell, God with us, Emmanuel. Hymn number 11.
If you would like to follow along with the readings, please go to our website, and on the home page, you will see the link to the live broadcast. Click on that, and you will see the place to click for Wednesday evening text. Click on it, and you will find the readings. The theme for tonight is Christ forever here and near. And the readings will now be given by Gary from New Jersey.
I will read from the Bible, Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Matthew. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Acts. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. I will now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and from Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. The advent of Jesus of Nazareth marked the first century of the Christian era. But the Christ is without beginning of years or end of days. To the senses, Jesus was the Son of Man. In science, man is the Son of God. The material senses could not cognize the Christ, or Son of God. It was Jesus' approximation to this state of being that made him the Christ Jesus, the Godlike, the Anointed. 3 years he went about doing good. He had for 30 years been preparing to heal and teach divinely. But his 3 years' mission was a marvel of glory. Its chaplet, a grave to mortal sense dishonored, from which sprang a sublime and everlasting victory. He who dated time, the Christian era, and spanned eternity, was the meekest man on earth. He healed and taught by the wayside in humble homes. To errant hypocrite and to dull disciples, he explained the word of God, which has since ripened into interpretation through science. His words were articulated in the language of a declining race and committed to the providence of God. In no one thing seemed he less human and more divine than in his unfaltering faith in the immortality of truth. Referring to this, he said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And they have not. They still live, and are the basis of divine liberty, the medium of mind, the hope of the race." Only 3 years a personal Savior, yet the foundations he laid are as eternal as truth, the chief cornerstone. To the vision of the wise men, this spiritual idea of the principle of man or the universe appeared as a star. At first, the babe Jesus seemed small to mortals. But from the Mount of Revelation, the prophet beheld it from the beginning as the Redeemer, who would present a wonderful manifestation of truth and love. In our text, Isaiah foretold, "His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." As the wise men grew in the understanding of Christ, the spiritual idea, it grew in favor with them. Thus it will continue, as it shall become understood, until man be found in the actual likeness of his Maker. Their highest human concept of the man Jesus, that portrayed him as the only Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, will become so magnified to human sense by means of the lens of science as to reveal man collectively, as individually, to be the Son of God. The limited view of God's ideas arose from the testimony of the senses. Science affords the evidence that God is the Father of man, of all that is real and eternal. This spiritual idea that the personal Jesus demonstrated, casting out evils and healing more than 18 centuries ago, disappeared by degrees, both because of the ascension of Jesus, in which it was seen that he had grown beyond the human sense of him, and because of the corruption of the church. The last appearing of truth will be a wholly spiritual idea of God and of man, without the fetters of the flesh or corporeality. This infinite idea of infinity will be, is, as eternal as its divine principle. The day star of this appearing is the light of Christian science, the science which rends the veil of the flesh from top to bottom. The light of this revelation leaves nothing that is material, neither darkness, doubt, disease, nor death. The material corporeality disappears, and individual spirituality, perfect and eternal, appears, never to disappear. The truth uttered and lived by Jesus, who passed on and left to mortals the rich legacy of what he said and did, makes his followers the heirs to his example. But they can neither appreciate nor appropriate his treasures of truth and love until lifted to these by their own growth and experiences. The spiritual sense of life and its grand pursuits is of itself a bliss, health-giving, and joy-inspiring. This sense of life illumines our pathway with the radiance of divine love, heals men spontaneously, morally and physically, exhaling the aroma of Jesus' own words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
We will now sing hymn number 310. Sing, ye joyous children, sing. Glorious is the Christ our King. Truth has come again to earth through the lowly Savior's birth. Men and angels anthems raise, hymns of joy and shouts of praise. Hear the angelic song again, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Sing, ye joyous children, sing. Glorious is the Christ our King. Hymn number 310. And welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This is our weekly testimony meeting for Wednesday, December 25th, 2019. Welcome, one and all. At all of our meetings, we read from the Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. People from all over the world have found our church, and we are very thankful for each and every one of you who have done so. I would like to encourage everyone to browse through our website, plainfieldcs.com. We offer so much material to read, study, and listen to, all free of charge. I would also like to mention our church calendar for the year 2020. This is a wonderful calendar. It fits comfortably on your desktop, and each page contains a very inspired short statement that you can tear off to take with you during the day So place your order for your calendars, and we'll ship them out to you right away. We will not be having a Bible study this Saturday, but we will have another Bible study the following Saturday, January 4th, 2020, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Be sure to check the church website for the Bible study questions. They are already posted. So plan on joining us at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 4th, for a lively discussion. On Sundays, we start here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, and then our church service at 11 o'clock. Our Sunday school meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. Our Sunday school is open to children from anywhere. It has its own teleconference number, so if you have a child who does not live in the area and would like to attend, they can attend by telephone. Please call the church to get the phone number, and we will be very happy to welcome your child. I will now read from the church manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ, who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or suffering, although the generic name of the disease may be indicated. For everyone who gives a testimony tonight, we very kindly request that you keep your remarks within 4 minutes. This will give everyone the opportunity to share their offering tonight. For those who are on the telephone, when you are ready to give a testimony, please press the star button twice on your telephone. Also, keep in mind when you do, we are going to be able to hear you as well as any other sounds that your phone picks up. So we kindly request that you be in a quiet place, and I will call on each of you one at a time by name. Our meeting is now open for the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Janet from Georgia.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for this Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do God's work here. Recently, I was proofing for the website and everything seemed to be in order. I was about to let the person who posted this article know that everything looked good. Then I had a feeling I needed to take another look. But before I did that, I prayed. Father, if there is something I missed, I know you will reveal it to me. And he did. I found the mistake immediately, informed the person in charge, and it was corrected. At this church, I'm learning how to demonstrate Mrs. Eddy's pure Christian Science, which helps me in every aspect of my life. Thanks, Gary, for the readings tonight. They were just beautiful. And I'm so grateful to be at this healing service. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
Day-Day, Georgia.
Day-Day from Georgia.
Thank you. Last week, a testifier shared details of her first healing in Christian Science, and it led me to think about my own. I realized immediately that I couldn't remember my first healing, though I was certain that it was something that could be considered small or insignificant to someone like me many years ago, who didn't yet understand the significance of God's power and protection. As I began to put my study of Christian Science into practice as a teenager, I remember healings such as getting a ride to school at the last minute just in time to make it to class when I had no definite means of transportation. Being led to a college that I never had considered, though it ended up being the perfect experience for me. Being guided to the right part-time job, and so on. Though each experience was unique, they all taught me that I could trust God to take care of all my needs and that I should look to Him for the answer to all things. I'm thankful to have had countless healings since then, and most grateful that as I progress in science, these healings have become more frequent and significant as my practice of Christian Science has become my way of life. I can't say that there's a day that goes by where I don't feel the need or the urge to get closer to God and to improve upon what I've learned. And what I learned through each healing is not only for the moment, but for a lifetime. I'm so grateful for all that I've learned here, all that I continue to learn in this church that's changing my life, that has improved my life in so many ways. I'm very grateful for tonight's reading, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this meeting tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Joanne from Florida.
Tonight, I want to say thank you to all those faithful, loyal church members who stand with God all through the years, have made the church possible, have provided an open door, open arms of divine love to those of us who were floundering, lost because we were trying to make it on our own without really accepting, ignorantly or knowingly, God's will. I know I was one of them. Thank you, God. Thank you, practitioner, for loving enough to help me see my way back. And thank you, Gary, for those beautiful readings. This service is truly the crowning touch on a Christmas day. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda.
Thank you very much for the readings tonight. I'd like to express my gratitude for the beautiful lessons that we have every week and how the classes and the Bible studies and all the lessons interconnect and build off each other. Still, it's just so amazing to me and beautiful. This week's golden text, which reads, quote, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions," end quote, really stuck out to me because we had been given an instruction during our last Bible study about the 10th commandment that the only way we can be healed of the carnal mind and all its qualities is through God. And I'm very grateful for the many changes that have come in my life since coming to this church and putting into practice the correct teachings of Christian Science and finding the purpose in serving God and getting regular practitioner support. And that's proving the promise in this citation. I am so grateful to be learning this science that has been freeing me of sorrow and hate, unbelief, envy, pride, false sense of responsibility, selfishness, and sense of do-goody, and also a false sense of what good was, a wrong sense of God, good. I was trying to fix myself and falling on my face. So I'm very grateful to be learning how to live this science of Christ in daily life, Emmanuel, God with us, which has been ridding me of these destructive beliefs and giving me a correct understanding of good by God's standard. I'm very grateful to be here with you all tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
David
from Florida.
Yeah, hi. I just want to express my gratitude for being a member of this church, for all the good that's come to me this past year. And also want to say thank you to everyone for that beautiful service last night. It was just wonderful. I couldn't think of a better way of spending Christmas Eve and then finishing Christmas with this service tonight. Thank you very much. I'm grateful to be a member here. I'm grateful for the practitioner, and thank you for those readings. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary.
It was a few years ago, but it was during the Christmas season that I suddenly became, was hit with a case of diarrhea and very nauseous. And it wasn't safe for me to be very far from the bathroom. And I remember very well, as I was sitting in that very small room, I prayed. I was in great pain, and I prayed to God to show me what I needed to know. And as I was sitting there, some thoughts had come to me that had been given to me by a practitioner and teacher in this church. One was that God did not send this condition, and neither I nor anyone else needed to have it. And then another thought that came from our textbook, resist evil, error of every sort, and it will flee from you. And I thought about that for a while, and I thought, I need to resist this because this is error. This is evil. Disease is evil. And if we resist it with the power of God, it will flee from us. So I soon found myself mentally saying, no, I'm not going to sit here and accept this. I'm going to demand that I be free because that is what God made. Pretty soon the pain and the symptoms started to dissipate and I started to feel better. I was able to sleep that night without having to run to the bathroom, for which I was very grateful. And in the morning, I called the practitioner for help to make sure that I learned everything that I needed to learn from this experience. The practitioner assured me that he would help, and that nothing could separate me from the love of God. From that point, I felt completely free and healed entirely. And the symptoms never returned. So I'm grateful to that practitioner for that help. I'm grateful for our teacher for everything I've learned in this church about God and Christian Science. And I'm very grateful to Mary Baker Eddy for giving us the science of Christianity. So good to be here tonight.
Thank you. Jeremy.
I am very grateful for the biblical record of what was that was left of Christ Jesus and for learning here in Plainfield what the Christ truly is. For too long, it felt to me either too remote to be of use or far too personal sense of the man Jesus and the confused belief of him being God. To have it clarified in the way that Christian Science teaches has left all the confusion and weirdness behind, so that what remains is very close and practical. I'm grateful that Mary Baker Eddy's pure Christian Science is taught here, and that it has felt so right week after week. I have gained this real love for Mrs. Eddy that is in no way worship, but just respect and admiration for the work she did and the life she lived. I'm so grateful to have clarity on this as well. And I'm also grateful for practitioner support these last years. I would never have made it this far if it weren't for that daily support. I used to be very jaded and cynical about life in general and Christianity specifically. There was a time when the absolute last thing I would ever want to do would be walk into a church. I'm grateful now for that sense, though, because as I was running from all that wrong idea of old theology, God was moving me towards Christian Science and this church. And what a constant blessing it is being here. It truly is a Merry Christmas for all the right reasons. Thank you very much. And now I have a letter from Napoleon in Pakistan, who does our translations of Hindi, Urdu, and Punjabi. He said, "I wish all of our brothers and sisters in the church family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year of 2020. May this new year bring a lot of joys, happiness, bright hopes, good health, more strengthening of Christian faith, and bundle of blessings of Holy Spirit in your church, lives, and family. My younger daughter, Olive, has prepared a Christmas wishing card for you. I have attached it with this email. She asked me to send it to you. We will keep you in your prayer, in our prayers, and ask to keep our family, community, and country in your prayers. Sincerely, Napoleon and family."
Thank you. Shardy.
Hello, good evening, Merry Christmas. And the readings are so beautiful, and I thank you very much. As I was preparing for tonight, I was thinking about something that has happened to me, and it's a healing, and I would like to tell about it. When I first came here to this beautiful church, I was actually overwhelmed by what everybody was doing. Everything was at the speed of light. They did everything perfectly, and I thought, how am I going to keep up? And then, all these years later, I've been healed of that, and because I realized with practitioner help that that was envy, which is breaking the 10th commandment, coveting. Well, it's so wonderful to be part of the church and know my place and be grateful for any little job that I might do. And many have come my way, and I'm very, very grateful for this. Also, I would like to share something that helped me really understand the 10 commandments. And it's about the 10th commandment, and it's from Irma Stewart. She says, under the 10th commandment, her subtitle is Satisfaction. Satisfaction knows no privation, no seeking, no longing, wishing, wanting, striving, and no acquiring. And then when you give that up and you stop that striving, then you're able to surrender unreservedly all human material, personal anticipations. It casts out fear and is humanly evidenced as unity, brotherhood, and abundance. And that is the Plainfield Church. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Carol. I was remembering years ago when my sons were both in school, they were sent home one Friday with measles. And I called the practitioner to get help, and they were scheduled the next day to help a family move into Plainfield. And it would have, of course, entailed heavy lifting and being around other people. So when I was speaking with the practitioner, I said I didn't know if they should do that because maybe it would be contagious and other people would catch it. And the practitioner said to me, "There is no contagious belief." And she said it with such force, it was wonderful. She said, "And there is no one, and there is no false belief that can hold anyone in bondage. And that includes your children and everyone else." And so I felt better. I thought, well, at least they're not going to hurt anyone else. And then the next day, they got up and they felt fine. That when they first got home from school, they weren't feeling well, but they felt fine the next morning, but they still had spots. And they did go. They went and they helped this family move. And by the end of the day, there was not one spot left. They were completely healed. That was the power of God in action. I am so very grateful for this church and grateful for Mrs. Eddy for giving us this wonderful, powerful religion that puts God in charge. I'm very grateful for all the healings that we've had over the years and all the things we've learned about God and about Christian Science. Very grateful to be here. Lil.
Thank you for those really wonderful readings. Before coming to this church, I never stood for anything, but the teaching here and practitioner help has changed that. By going to God for everything I do, I can stand with courage and strength and no longer feel I'm a victim instead of a victor. I thank God for the examples of Jesus and Mrs. Eddy. Christian Science saves lives. It's saved mine. I thank God for his ever-present love. As it says in hymn 224, my best, my ever friend. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon.
Recently on a Wednesday night, there were readings on protection from God. And the day after, I was speaking to my son, who lives in a very wooded area. And he told me on Wednesday night, they had a very bad storm, and the top of a tree broke and fell and just missed his car. He said if it would have hit his car, the force of it would have totaled it. But that's the power of God. He protects each and every one. It's not personal, and the prayers in this church is going out for all mankind and protecting, guiding, and loving them. I am just so grateful to be in a church that cares for the whole world and to have learned Christian Science and what God and Mary Baker Eddy has given us, and for the teaching and practitioner help I've received. I'm very grateful, and I'm grateful for the readings.
Thank you.
Jim, Arizona.
Jim from Arizona.
Good evening. I am most grateful for the service last night. It was absolutely a wonderful way to spend Christmas Eve. At one time, long before I knew anything about Plainfield, I suggested something of that nature. And the reply was, we don't want to interfere with other people's plans for the evening. And I thought, how strange that is. And I am most grateful for our service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike
from New York.
Thank you. There is no better way to celebrate Christ Jesus' earthly arrival than with a testimony meeting, so I'm most grateful to be here tonight. And I finally had extracted one day what my Christian Science friends believed in. I was quite stunned to learn that they didn't simply believe in God, but use the teachings of Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy about God in their everyday lives. A story my friend told me in response to my question, what do you believe, was over the course of time she had fallen doing her farm chores during inclement conditions, how she had treated each episode. The third time she had fallen, she simply stated, quote, no accidents in God, and I shall stand up and walk out of this with God, nothing has happened, unquote. And that was that. That type of testimony inspired me to begin studying Christian Science. About 4 months later, I was skiing with a friend through a section of woods, end of a beautiful snowy day. Something under the snow hooked the ski off, and I did a flip down a drop-off of about 10 feet and landed on a log on my hip, which knocked the wind out of me. I remembered my scientist friend's demonstration. I ordered myself to say the Lord's Prayer. I shall climb up, get my ski out of this situation with God, and nothing will have happened. Since I had a bit of a climb to get to the ski, I had plenty of time to pray. I skied down, explained the delay to my waiting friend, meeting the part about the log. We skied the rest of the way down, me in fine shape. The next morning, there was absolutely no sign, no mark, that I had fallen on a hard object. I am most grateful for this experience, since before science, I'd had lesser accidents from which I had always had much longer recovery time. This is one of those late going on moments that I don't think about often enough because the proof it gives me of God's instant, infinite power, the teachings of Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy. It also makes me grateful for all the facts and fragments that I have received from many loving Christian scientists over the years. So for me, Christmas is a blessing beyond words, and I am so grateful to be here with everybody tonight.
Thank you.
Florence
from Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary, for this beautiful, significant readings. I would like to express my immense gratitude tonight for what a gift Christian Science is to the world. And I'm deeply grateful for its messenger, Mary Baker Eddy, through whose work the Christ, what it is and what it does for man, has become more clear. More and more, all that is taught here in the articles, books, talks, they've all helped me to walk with God and to have Him first in everything I do. These instructions have helped the right thinking about myself and others become more real. Several years ago, I used to worry about what others thought, especially those who were not Christian Scientists that I in my family. And I have learned through the many articles by earlier workers and Mrs. Eddy herself, her instruction, that it is not necessary to worry about what others are thinking, but that what I know of God is most important. And it has helped me to strengthen or adhere to the covenant, my covenant with God, so that through patient, persistent practice, it's helped me increase my faith in the powerful present perfection of God's child. I used to worry at times when things wouldn't resolve so quickly, and then thoughts about, or maybe somebody else is thinking badly about Christian Science and so on. And it's really clear that it is my faith in it that counts. If I am steady and really sure about Christian Science and what it does and has done, then I needn't worry about what somebody else is thinking about Christian Science. I am so grateful for this teaching. And in Miscellany, in Prose Works, page 160, Mrs. Eddy says, to live so as to keep human consciousness in constant relation with the divine, the spiritual, and the eternal is to individualize infinite power. And this is Christian Science. Such instruction is what I have needed. And I'm so grateful that through her work, everything we need to live this science has been given. I'm so grateful for the many people who have joined this church, who are also learning this truth and what it does, and for how their demonstrations is helping people everywhere, one by one, also find this incredible gift for mankind. Happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Mary.
I have a few things to read tonight. First, from our church website bulletin board in Florida. Dear church, words can't express how beautiful this Christmas Eve service was. It brought tears to my eyes. We thank you for giving us such a blessed, healing Christmas gift. We were there with you in spirit. And then this from Texas. I'm writing to thank you for all the inspiring material that you provide on your website. Also, I would like to request your 2020 calendar. God bless you all with great appreciation. And Illinois, our church calendar is full of blessings and has been part of my family's life for many, many years. Now we are able to receive the daily angel message electronically on our computer. The enclosed check supports the production of our calendars, but even though I do not get the physical ones mailed to me, I am so very grateful for this precious gift, with much love and gratitude. And then California. Dear friends, I am very grateful to be a member of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This church to me has always been a beacon sending out God's love to the world and drawing us to Him. I love the website, the conference calls, allowing everyone to participate in the church activities, making it truly a church without walls. And then a testimony from California. Around 5 years ago, I noticed a growth on my face. Over time, it grew. It was raised and dark. Working in a medical setting, I was often anxious that doctors would express concern over the growth and anguish that I had cancer. I received temporary relief with retirement, but soon the misery returned. The situation became incredible. The gross appearance became magnified, larger, and darker. I felt marked by it, as though all my past was growing on my cheek for the world to see. All my sins, regrets, guilt, and failures, feeling unforgivable and a mistake of God. I called a Plainfield Christian Science Church independent practitioner. Over months of truth, support, and addressing several issues in my life, I noticed the growth just about gone. I can run my fingers down over the cheek and not even feel where the growth once was. I am so deeply grateful. I shall always be for my practitioner's teaching of who God really is and the truth of my identity. May this blessing bless others. And then also a testimony from Alabama. Last week, I severely sprained my knee. It was hard for me to walk or to put any pressure on it, and it was very painful. I called a Christian Science practitioner for help and was told that no accidents occur in divine mind and that God is my strong foundation. I was also asked to study page 424 in Science and Health, which reads, accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind, and we must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind in order to change the notion of chance to the proper sense of God's unerring direction and thus bring out harmony. Under divine providence, there can be no accidents, since there is no room for imperfection in perfection. In a very short period of time, I was shopping in the grocery store completely free, and I am so very grateful for this quick and powerful healing. Thank you for those beautiful readings tonight. I feel we've had just a wonderful holy season here in our church, and to have tonight with the thought of Christ being forever here and near, no change in God. Every season is a wonderful blessing here in this church because we have His work to do. I'm grateful that we can share this last night to have us all together, our true family, church family. We're all together last night and then again tonight to hear these wonderful healings and readings. I was greatly touched last night in one of the, well, all of the music was beautiful, but there was a song that I wasn't familiar with, and it was called Make Room for God in Your Heart. And one of the verses was, is there room in your heart for God to write his story and trade your dreams for his glory? And it kept asking that question, is there room in your heart? And I thought, I know that any growth that I've had in science has been because you need to make room in your heart for that Christ to come. And yes, to change your dreams, your willful planning, or your sense of what life is, to God's will in your life, and the true divine spiritual sense of what life is. And even in the beginning, if you only think you have maybe just a little room in your heart, as you grow and take in those truths, you find that your heart just expands more and more and more, and soon that love of God is just flooding through you, and you have made room in your heart for him. And all those past material dreams are now all about for his glory. I read something so beautiful today about Handel, who wrote the beautiful Messiah that so many of us listen to at this time of year. And he wrote it in a very short time, and it was absolutely divine inspiration. He said it just came through him. He was given these beautiful verses to write music to. And he said he wept when he wrote that Alleluia chorus, because he felt as if he'd seen the face of God and then had a touch of heaven with that beautiful music. And that beautiful music has gone out to reach so many people, people that have never even believed in God. When they hear that music and those words, it's just so uplifting and powerful. And then, when he was praised for what he did, he knew, he said to God, I give all the glory. Such a beautiful story. So we're all here tonight to make room for God in our heart. And I'm so grateful to be with you all. And a very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
Thank you. To close our meeting, Linda, will you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 24. The words of this hymn were written by Mary Baker Eddy. Blessed Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way, thy light was born where storm enshrouds, nor dawn nor day. Hymn number 24.